MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Let's start the program with national politics. The expected removal of John Steenhuisen as Agriculture Minister is about a lot more than just one DA politician losing a cabinet post. It raises, I think, bigger questions about the government of national unity. Are cabinet seats controlled by the president, by parties, or by internal party politics? Well, let's discuss what this could mean for the government of national unity. In that respect, I'm joined by Busani Nkaweni, who's director of the Center for Public Policy and African Studies at the University of Johannesburg. Busani, a very warm welcome to you. First of all, Jordan Hill Lewis, the leader of the party, do you think he might have overreached by making a public demand before the president has in fact acted?
Good afternoon to you and all the listeners. Yes, indeed. I think he has overreached in a very terrible way by doing what maybe we should call a recall. He is recalling Steenhuisen, who was the leader of the DA. Now that he is no longer the leader, he is being recalled, of course, along several others. There is a story in the DA, Jeremy, that says that when John put together people into cabinet, when he was invited to join the GNU, some of the people that he brought onto the system might not have been people who enjoyed popular, you know, support. Some were seen to be junior, and there was a story that was saying that went that it was John and his 12 disciples. And I suppose some of the people who are being removed now are part of those disciples of John Steenhuisen.
Is there wider precedent or the potential for wider precedent? In other words, could this encourage other GNU partners to renegotiate cabinet positions if they have internal leadership fights?
I mean, I suppose they could do so. And it's natural in any political system that such could occur. But the issue at play here is the fact that there is a GNU. There are two structures that are there to support the work of the GNU, which are political machinations outside of what is presented in the Constitution. Those are a clearinghouse, which ought to be dealing with policy issues chaired by the Deputy President. There is also an occasional meeting held by the President of the ANC and of the Republic with the leaders of the parties that are part of the GNU. In such a meeting, we have seen people who are not in the national executive also participating, such as Musi Maimane, because he was allocated the position that he holds, as well as the Songezo Zibi and others. And why am I mentioning these two? It is precisely because if and when there are contradictions in the GNU, or if the parties want to make some change, they need to go to the hearing platform before making a statement where effectively you make a direction or a directive that the president must reshuffle cabinet. Because this is not just one person stepping out of cabinet. It's a whole, you know, reshuffle of cabinet, which then means the president must then use the provisions of Section 912 of the Constitution to then make the changes into his national executive. He might as well have planned to do so. Of course, there is a vacancy which ought to be filled at social development. But in the manner in which it has been done and how it is happening, it's unprecedented. I must tell you this, Jeremy. In the past, in the context of the ANC as a majority party of the time with its governing alliance, we all knew that behind the scenes, there was jostling for positions and so on, and that there were certain people who represent the other alliance partners of the ANC who will end up in cabinet. But we never saw COSATU or SSEP or anybody making a public statement saying, Jeremy is our guy and Jeremy must be a minister of this of communications or whatever the case might be. This is unprecedented, both in the manner in which it has been done, it is communicated, and we are communicating with the president, with the head of state, you know, through the media, which will have a dampener in how the two parties are able to relate.
Busani, just for the record, Jeremy doesn't want any cabinet position at all. I think I just need to make that clear to you. Just a quick one in conclusion. It puts a lot of pressure on the president himself. What does he lose politically if he gives the DA exactly what it wants? And what does he risk if he says no?
Well, Firstly, this thing makes it, it turns cabinet into a bring and share. I'm sure, Jeremy, and your listeners, we've been to those bring and share parties. Mm. So it changes the cabinet into a bring and share. So what does he lose? If he does it, he will emerge weak. He is being directed by someone who has no political accountability, who has no legislative authority and power to make, to effect the changes to the national executive. The president will appear very weak that he's being instructed and directed by the leader of the DA to make changes into this cabinet. If he doesn't, and of course, I mean, some people believe that he shouldn't do it, they need to go back into the drawing board and negotiate this thing and discuss how it's going to be done. If he doesn't do it, well, I suppose the DA will dig in their heels, will demand that this thing must be done and so on. And the president may say, I'm not opposed to making changes to cabinet. Changes to cabinet can happen at any other time, but it's the manner in which it is being done, because it disrespects the office now of the president, regardless of who's holding or occupying that position, but also it violates the spirit of Section 91.2 of the Constitution. So he can say, look, this is a bring and share. This is what you want to do. You may as well go and hold your party, the party elsewhere. And the president may emerge stronger in the face of the public, you know, if he's able to say no to this, because it shouldn't be done this way.
Thank you very much indeed. Busani Ntsaweni is director of the Center of Public Policy and African Studies at the University of Johannesburg.